Monday of the fourth week of Lent. The Gospel is Genesis chapter 4, verses 44 to 53. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 in the afternoon." The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that Jesus had gone to Jerusalem, that is, south to Jerusalem, and now he is coming back. To come back, he goes through Samaria. So it's Galilee in the north, Samaria in the middle, and Judea in the south. And so that is why in the gospel it says Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, because he was going through Samaria, coming from Judea. Now he's arriving to Galilee. It's important to understand this, to understand the context of the gospel today, where the people had also gone to Judea, to Jerusalem, for the same feast, the Paschal feast. All the Jews would go to that. And so they were witnesses of the miracles that Jesus had performed, namely the miracle, for example, of the blind man, which we heard on Sunday. So all these people are familiar with those miracles that happened there, and everybody is amazed with Jesus and following Jesus. But Jesus realizes that their excitement is completely superficial, that he's being treated as a miracle worker, and this saddens deeply the Lord, and he wants to take them deeper. And so this is why he says to them that unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. They are not really listening to the Lord. They're not really opening their hearts to repentance and to new life. So it's not really believe in the Lord. It's just attraction to him out of interest. So this is the challenge of this gospel. And this royal official, which would be a servant of King Herod, who is the client king of Galilee, he believes in the Lord, and he is willing to go back home with this faith that what Jesus said, your child is going to be okay, that this is true. And indeed, on his way back, notice that it's a whole day's journey from Cana to Capernaum. And so he's on the way back home, and he meets with his slaves, and they tell him, your son is going to live. And he checks the time when his fever left, and he realizes it's Jesus. Jesus did this. So when he gets back home, he gives the testimony. He becomes an evangelizer, and his entire household becomes believers in Christ. This is the work of God. We have to go deeper. And when the Lord challenges us because we're too superficial, let's take it with humility and not say, okay, but you know, I believe in something. No, we have to go deeper into the faith as this man did.